Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you here for the best hour here on blogtalkradio.com/course mastery. You can find us there. You can also find us on our website, truthought.org, truthought.org. And that is where my wife and I, Reverend A, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
We will be posting videos and this content on our website, truthought.org. We hope you'll join us there at True Thought Spiritual Community. Today, we're going to be talking about Lesson 349. And before we begin, let's join together for a moment of silence. Let's take a good deep breath. Today I let Christ's vision look upon all things for me and judge them not, but give each one a miracle of love instead. So would I liberate all things I see and give to them the freedom that I seek. For thus do I obey the laws of love and give what I would find and make my own. It'll be given me because I have chosen it as the gift I want to give. Father, your gifts are mine. Each one that I accept gives me a miracle to give, and giving as I would receive, I learn your healing. Miracles belong to me.
Our God knows our needs. God gives us grace to meet them all. And so we trust in God to send us miracles to bless the world and heal our minds as we return to God. Today, I let Christ's vision look upon all things for me and judge them not, but give each one a miracle of love instead.
And so it is. Let's join together for another brief moment of silence. This is A Course of Miracles, and we speak of miracles often, and we've defined miracles through the teaching of Jesus in this text as a sudden shift of perception. When we wake up from a night's sleep, there is a sudden shift of perception, and we go from the experience of one dimension of thinking and construct of what our reality is to a completely different perception, to a completely different dimension from our perceptional view. Do we imagine that waking up to our self-realization and being joined in union and relationship with our true self, our higher self, which is far beyond what we believe ourselves to be as the ego, just like the ego, literally, this awakened self that we are in this very moment is far beyond the sleeping self. The sleeping self does not even aware we're safe and home in bed. It doesn't has no concept of our life that we've truly designed for ourselves here. It uses fractions and fragments of it to construct illusional dramas. And people that have already passed away from our experience in this life appear, and we don't even question that they're have already passed away. They're just normal as our view, as our perception encounters them. That shift of perception is phenomenal. It's beyond our imagination because it's so profound, but we are so comfortable with the shift of consciousness, the shift of dimension, the shift of perception from the sleeping self to the awakened self every day. And we drift off into that dimension. We don't wrestle with it. We don't believe that we've died. We just keep on living. And we shift from one view to another view. And we're in the same place, safe at home in bed when we go to sleep, safe at home in bed when we wake up. We haven't gone anywhere except in our imagination, except in our mind, except in our perception. Today, I let Christ's vision look upon all things from a new perception, from a new dimension, and judge them not because Christ judges nothing. It's only the ego in its foundation of fear and guilt that judges everything, because it's hunkered down in its absolute belief in its separation from love. We give a miracle when we allow a miracle, a sudden shift of perception, to be experienced by us and through us when we see the innocence from this whole new perception now of our brothers and sisters, of the events of the world, of the things of the world, of all that is, because like us, our brothers and sisters are absolutely perfect, neither behind the point of perfection nor advancing toward it. They're not getting any better because they never got any worse. Each withholding, each withdrawal of judgment is a miracle of love. So we would liberate all things that we see and give them the freedom that we seek when we begin to give freedom, because giving and receiving are one.
Powerful, powerful. What I feel led to share is the shift of perception that we're speaking of, this shift, this miracle that we're speaking of. It doesn't really change reality. Reality already is. It is changeless. It really doesn't change what is already created. What it does is it shifts our perception. We're the ones that shift. And the miracle that we offer, the willingness to have our perception shift it, that we may see that the scales of judgment may fall from our eyes, that we may remember our identity as Christ, such that that vision then sees anew, sees reality, sees the wholeness, sees the innocence, sees the purity that is already there and never really changed. It is the same as saying that I am as God created me, and that which I judge, those individuals that I judge also are as God created them, and that that changeless aspect of that innocence, that purity, that wholeness has always been there, even in the midst of my misperceptions, even in the midst of my attacks and my denials of and my defenses, that that truth of being is true always. And so I allow this vision to look upon all things for me and judge them not, because it is the judging that cloaks and obstructs my vision, the vision of Christ as me. I love this idea of almost this exchange. Here's the judgment I would give, and I'm abstaining, I'm turning away from that habit. And it is a habit. We're not, you know, at this stage, we're not evil. We're just sometimes thoughtless and careless and lazy, you know, in our vigilance for this teaching and our vigilance for God and our vigilance for love, and in that distracted state, you know, judgment just seems to flow so easily, doesn't it? It's how we connect with one another. It's how we interact. It's even expected. But to begin to, like an addict, you know, begin to abstain moment by moment, judgment by judgment, and being willing to step back and offer love instead, we're creating this beautiful new experience in which we liberate ourselves and that which we give, we keep. We can't expand the eternal, it already is. We can't shift and change the changeless, it already is, but we can align with this mind, which leads us to our identity as Christ, and allow that vision, that mind, to offer the vision of Christ. As Christ in perfect safety, I release all tension. As Christ, I dissolve my mind into the peace of God. May the mind that was in Christ Jesus be in my mind now. In Christ is my hope and glory. This isn't something that is separate from us. This is our divine inheritance. It is claiming what the Course would call the sonship. And it is who we are. Isn't it wonderful to know that God knows our needs? We don't need to figure it out anymore, and that there is a grace that is given that meets each need. And we cultivate the trust that God sends us the miracles to bless the world and heal our minds as we return our mind, our thoughts, our everything upon the altar and offer it all to God. Let us not give empty gifts this season, built upon illusions, pretty boxes with nothing inside. Let us give rich gifts of our love that is everlasting and that has the capacity to awaken the world.
Today I let Christ's vision look upon all things for me, and judge them not, but give each one a miracle of love instead. And so it is.
And so it is.
Stay the course, mighty companion. We will return.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions, and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send my